That's my talk. Thank you, John. Walk on. Oh, gosh. Let's give him another hand. That's, like, awesome. So it's interesting. You know, I became a minister 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't quite expecting to be up here quite so soon. But I got the call. Yesterday, 24 hours, Reverend Maggie called me at 8 o'clock yesterday morning and said, "I'm not feeling well at all. Can you do the talk tomorrow?" For about 3 minutes, I was unsure. Maybe less than 3 minutes. And I said to Rex, you know, I'm going to go upstairs for a minute and just kind of take a breath and see what comes up. And then this urge in me, or this voice, that energy said, "You got this. You've been trained for this. This is you. It's fine." So I texted her back and said, "I'll do it. The good minister I am." And I said, "Do you have a talk title? Should I wing something?" She goes, "Well, here's my talk title, A Life of Courage." And I said, "Oh, perfect. Here I am, scared, nervous, and I have to call upon my courage. Great." And then, so that was one thing, A Life of Courage. And the other interesting thing was, all week in my Course of Miracles study, I've been working with lesson 124, which says, "Let me remember, I am one with God. Let me remember, I am one with God." And I've been doing that lesson for a week, just repeating that, meditating on it. So when I went to that, I had no fear about being here. I had courage to know that I'm doing the right thing. Let me remember I am one with God. And then the third coincidence, if it's anything of a coincidence, is I just finished a book study here with a group of people, group of you, based on The Wizard of Oz. That's why Susan and I went to the movies yesterday. And I got my picture taken with Glenda the Good Witch. I should have it up here, but I don't. And this book study was based on the book written by Jean Houston called The Wizard of Us. And interestingly enough, there's a whole chapter about courage. We did a whole week on courage, writing papers, talking about it. So that was another indication that, yes, I can talk about this today, A Life of Courage. So in The Wizard of Oz, as we know, courage is a major theme. And we think of the cowardly lion and his desire to acquire the elusive attribute. But actually, each of the characters on this journey display tremendous courage numerous times, and always in service to others, when you think about it. And we're all on a hero's journey. We're all on a deep discovery of who we really are at our core, at our essence. And being in integrity is following this path no matter what happens. The monkeys fly in. The wicked witch rides her broomstick. We stay on the path. And the power and the courage to do this comes from that deep faith in knowing that the universe has my back, that God has my back. Let me remember, I am one with God. That gives me courage. So Jean Houston in the book says, courage is about stepping into your grander self, your bigger story. And often we refuse that because of fear or uncertainty or risk, not sure. But when we cross the threshold anyway, there's an energy that moves us beyond something we thought we couldn't do, like me standing up here. I literally felt that energy push me forward and say, yes, of course you're going to be there tomorrow for her. So when we cross that threshold, often people enter our lives that become our teachers, our mentors, our supporters, a wise person who's maybe been there before and that's willing to help us on our journey. That's why I love being a practitioner and a life coach. Because I can walk with someone on their path and support them on their journey. It's a calling for help, in a sense. And help, sometimes we think of like, oh, I can do this on my own. Do you ever feel that way? Oh, I got it. But help. Michael Beckwith says, hello, eternal loving presence. Help. Hello, eternal loving presence. I love that. That connection that we is vital for us to have that courage. Because challenges are inevitable in our lives. But we can use challenges as either stumbling blocks or stepping stones to what it is we want. And prayer, as we know in science of mind, especially spiritual mind treatment, is a portal through which the divine, God, brings together the positively and negatively charges and creates our good. A life of courage. Emma Curtis Hopkins, in her Bible interpretation, says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. It takes courage, doesn't it, to be authentically ourself in this world, to express our innermost self. Imagine what you could do if you knew without a doubt that you were enough, that you could do whatever it was you had intended. What would you do? Think about that. If you had the courage, the conviction, the certainty that you knew without a doubt that you were enough, what would you do? Even though the cowardly lion is afraid for his life in the story, and he's literally shaking in his fur, like I was yesterday, he goes on. And it is this going forth at all odds that's the heart of courage, isn't it? Like John said, take the road. Walk on. Get on the road. Treat and move your feet. Call up your courage, your conviction. We all have it. The word courage comes from the Latin cor, C-O-R, or the French cor, C-O-E-U-R, I may not be saying that correctly, meaning heart. One could say that courage is a matter of heart. So in the book, The Wizard of Us, I highly recommend it. You missed the class. It was great. And thank you, Reverend Beach, for having the curriculum for us that we followed. Jean Houston says, courage is being called forth in us now more than ever. We must do what we can do in each moment. We need to muster our strength and pull together our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual resources. We must be creative and resourceful, and we must have endurance. This is the time for our voices to be heard. Throughout every step of Dorothy's journey in the magical land of Oz, she is given choices. Should she continue along the yellow brick road when situations get tough, when she's tired or hungry? Should she run away, defend Toto, or let Toto fend for himself, fight the witch? Give up? Speak up to the wizard? Be silent? We are all blessed as human beings to have the power of choice. We choose. We, you and me, choose how we use our energy and the hours of each day. And every choice we make has an effect on something else because we're all connected. What do you choose? What do you choose? So I'd like to take you into a process where you're going to get to use your imagination. So I invite you to take a breath and close your eyes. And think about a challenging time in the past that you have overcome, that you had courage. Just bring it to mind. And remember the strength and the power you felt in that time. Sense it, feel it, when you had courage. And how did you show that courage? Really feel the feeling of that courage. The memory of it reminds your mind and body that you have been successful. You have been successful in courage. And amplify those feelings of courage that you had once the situation was resolved, and bring those feelings into your consciousness now. And let them flood your blood and bones. Courage, yes. Light it up in your neurology. Yes. Now bring to mind a challenging issue you may be facing currently. A health issue, a financial concern, a relationship challenge. Just pick one and bring it to mind and see it directly in front of you as, quote, the problem. And keep your eyes closed and just nod your head and let me know that you have something in front of you that you can see as a problem, so I'll know when to continue. Thank you. Now imagine, instead of you facing the problem is looking at you, and not just little old you, but you as the infinite, intelligent, wise, unlimited spiritual powerhouse that you are. And that problem is looking at a heart of courage, a heart of generosity, and one who stands for peace and love and harmony. You. That problem is looking at that. And believe you me, that problem is running the other way. Poof, it just disappears because it has no power over your divine power. Yes, poof, goodbye. Take a breath and open your eyes and stand up, please, if you can. And I want you to thump your thymus just like Tarzan. You know, Tarzan was no fool. Right? Tarzan was strong. That's his thymus. He was pumping that thymus. So we have courage. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. We're going to do a little cheer. Here we go. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. One more. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. Give yourselves a hand. Have a seat. Isn't it funny that we think our problems are bigger than us and that we don't have the resources to look at them in a different way? So I just invite you, I love that exercise. I just invite you, when something comes up that you think is a problem, imagine that is looking at you as the magnificent spiritual being that you are, with more power than you can even imagine. You call upon that God force within you to come up and to say, remember Reverend Melissa did the superhero pose. And you just say, you have no power over me, or however you want to do it. And you can kind of play with it. It's very fun. So what do you think of when you think of a courageous person? Someone who goes into a dangerous situation and saves someone, rescues someone. Stories of courage do have the ability to inspire us to live in an expanded way, don't they? We get inspired all the time by stories of bravery and courage. And these stories may be true, but I also invite you to look at your own life, to look at yourself, And remember those times when you were courageous in making a decision, in speaking up, in letting go of a career or a relationship, or stepping into something new. That you had courage to forgive and move on, walk on. Forgiveness is a huge part of having courage, I believe. In fact, I think we're courageous every time we get out of bed in the morning and step out the door, right? It takes courage to live in this life. And we love this life. So just, I invite you this week to kind of notice where you limit yourself in your beliefs about, oh, I can't do this because, and call upon that inner courage, that inner strength that you have, that's always with you. Let me remember, I am one with God. That kind of covers everything for me. We have to activate our God-given power and realize the universe is always providing for us, always blessing us, always loving us, always living its precious life as each and every one of us. So let your troubles and your struggles be out of sight, be gone. Be gone. You are more powerful than anything you may be facing. You have the courage to be the victor here. I know this truth for you, and I am so excited for you to find out that truth for yourself, that the Spirit of God is within you and already knows you have a heart of courage. You simply call it forth and get on with it. Get on with it. Let go and let God. I am one with God. Let me remember. Ah, yes. So I'm going to close today with Ernest Holmes' quote. He says, "Infinite intelligence governs, guides, directs, sustains, and animates my life. The infinite mind knows no mistake. It is never discouraged. This mind is my mind now. All belief in fear, discouragement, disappointment, or failure is erased from my consciousness." And so it is. Let's take that into prayer. Breathing in that breath of courage, deep from our heart space, recognizing there is one life, one power, one infinite loving presence here in this very room, here in each and every one of us, in us, as us, through us. Lifting us up to that awareness that all things are possible in God consciousness, all things. Recognizing that this infinite one is unconditional love, wholeness, unity, harmony, joy, expansion, light, grace, givingness, generosity, courage, and so much more. This presence is everywhere, in everything, in me, in you, as us. So we accept that today. We step up and say, yes, I am the victor here. I have a heart of courage, and I shine my light. And I remember that I am one with God. I remember that I am one with God. I remember I am one with God. And that lifts me up. That fills my whole being with joy. And so I'm grateful today that each of us has the willingness to say yes to this beautiful thing called life. And in this season of light and giving and receiving, that we open our hearts to the generosity that is ever available. Thanking someone, forgiving someone, smiling at someone, being generous, being courageous. How good it is to know that we are all walking our walk with the light and love of the divine that's got our back. Yes, the universe has your back. Always, 24/7. And so we relax, we breathe, we open, become receptive to this truth. And I release this treatment prayer into that infinite mind of God that has already said, yes, my beloved. And we just let it be so. We smile. We laugh. We say, ho, ho, ho. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen.